November 14th, 2005.
Let me introduce the band members one by one. Different kinds of music.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Play a season chord or two.
It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed.
You're funky, funky music.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Funky music.
That was the song Stay Entertained from the band Stella Star, who are from Brooklyn. They're not out of Brooklyn, they're from Brooklyn. I understand apparently there's a difference. I don't know exactly what it is, but hey, I'll go with from. They're from Brooklyn, New York. That was Stella Star, and that was their song Stay Entertained from their newish album Harmonies for the Haunted. And if you couldn't tell from the one song, which I swear it was like so close to being a Cure background guitar, you like that jangly, it's almost the Cure, but not quite the Cure. That's kind of a metaphor for the whole record and for everything by this band. It's every single song you're like, oh, it's so close to being anything from the mid to late 80s slash any of the new bands who make music that sounds like it could have been from the mid to late 80s, Joy Division-y, Cure-y, Interpool-y, New Order-y, you name it, they got it. It's like a sea of hat-tipping references all over the record. And, you know, to pretty good effect. I like that band. That song was Stay Entertained, and of course, Stella Star with an asterisk. You should check them out if you just can't get enough from Block Party, Interpool, Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah, Dogs Die in Hot Cars, Apartment, etc. Because they're all kind of the same sort of thing. All right, up next, another band with a little bit of hat tipping. They're out of Sweden. They're called the Suburban Kids with biblical names, and they bear more than a passing audible resemblance to Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields. We're going to do two songs from their brand new album called Number 3, which just came out last month in Sweden. You have to import it, unfortunately. Hopefully it'll get released here sometime, so it'll cost less. The first song we're going to hear is called Funeral Face, which was incidentally on their second EP. And then we're going to hear the song Noodles. Noodles is only available on this year's third album. It's hard to get. Gotta import it, but I'll tell you what, it's worth it because it's super duper fantastic. Check it out, the Suburban Kids with biblical names, and this right here, Funeral Face. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
So long, yes I know, but pretty soon it will happen. The sun will go murder the snow. So now I tell you, before it happens, I want you to know that I'm here for you. So take my advice, before it happens, I'm the one that you want and you want me now. So cut the crap, stop that shit, don't be dumb, I will love you forever. I'm the stalker, the funeral face that will follow you ever and ever you go. I'm the one that you want and you want me now. But the sheets are still dull, I've been this way for so long, yes I know. But pretty soon it will happen, the sun will go murder the snow.
That music had been orchestrated for urban taste.
Noodles are the smell of denial, and you will never grow up. Noodles are the smell of denial. Noodles are the smell of denial. Hearts and totally dark strangers hop into a beat you never heard.
And I'm in the corner like a nerd, wishing for a high school up or at least a steady diet, to stop my empty cars and my mind from a riot. I'm out of here as soon as my will disappears. I don't have to talk about the weather with some DJ dude with his shiny boots of leather, with his newfound love for romance, but with that it means sex. And there's a Falcon Crest side to everything. Don't trust anyone or anything. Noodles are the smell of denial, and you will never grow.
In Dover, Pennsylvania, school board members who favored teaching intelligent design were voted out in Tuesday's elections, all replaced by Democrats who argued that bringing up the possibility of a creator should not be allowed in science classes. Pat, what do you think about this development?
I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city. And if that's the case, then don't ask for his help, because he might not be there.
You've been listening to Pat Robertson, who is clearly insane.
I love how you voted God out of the school, and boy, it'd be really bad if something awful happened to your city. Yeah, that's how mafia guys talk.
See, your wife walks your kids to school down Fifth Avenue every day. Nice avenue. Gee, I hope she doesn't slip on a banana peel.
Oh, boy, that would be awful. Like, that's Pat Robertson. He's like God's gangster.
Yeah.
song was called A Sinner's Prayer. It's by the Sunday Sinners out of Montreal. That came from their brand new demo EP, which you can download a few tracks from their website. They also have a couple of songs on a compilation you can get in iTunes. Look around for the Sunday Sinners. They're going to be huge if I have anything to say about it. And finally, on the Sounds of My Head, Ontario's own Matthew Adam Hart of the Russian Futurists. And we're going to hear a song by him. This song is called Our Pens Out of Ink, and it's from his album, which came out this year, called Our Thickness. I played a cut from it when it first came out a while back. So check it out. Our Pens Out of Ink from the Russian Futurists and Matthew Adam Hart. Where else but finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Honeysuckle Rose by the Charles Bridge Swing Band from Prague in the Czech Republic, and Fascination as performed by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Put it on your blog, why don't you? And thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds of My Head.